This week marks 1 year since the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California history, the Camp Fire in Northern California. The town of Paradise was almost completely leveled by the fire and is working to rebuild. It's seen several roadblocks along the way, from polluted drinking water to damaged septic systems. And as Sonia Hudson from member station KQED reports, there is a shortage of construction workers to rebuild homes and businesses.
Wearing a bright orange Ridge Construction t-shirt and work boots, John Hornback is standing in the middle of a Paradise home he's rebuilding. As of this day, it's just a foundation and wood framing.
Where we're standing right now is in the middle of a kitchen slash dining room, living room area.
This is one of two homes he's currently rebuilding. It's all that his local construction company can handle because so many laborers and tradespeople were displaced due to the fire. Some workers from Sacramento and the Bay Area have offered to come to Paradise, but Hornback says they were asking for around $80 an hour. That's much higher than the $50 hourly rate that's standard in Paradise.
That makes it kind of tough because, I mean, you're paying somebody an awful lot more than you normally would to do the same job, or you just struggle along with the help that you have.
Hornback has opted not to hire workers from out of town because his clients and other Paradise residents can't afford the extra cost. Kate Layden is with the Chico Builders Association. She says the labor shortage is acute. More than 13,000 homes burned in the campfire. This in a county that was used to only building around 1,000 new homes per year.
So we're pretty sure we don't have the right number of workers.
Layden is helping to build a database to connect contractors and workers who often have to be highly specialized.
And then when a general contractor is looking for a plumber, ideally, he or she will be able to look up the plumbers in this directory and give them a call and see if they're available to help.
Home values before the fires averaged about $260,000, according to the online real estate company Zillow. That's a far cry from the average home value in the Bay Area, almost $1 million, which is why many residents can't afford more expensive out-of-town labor. Usually, an average house here would need a crew of 6 people to build, but Michael Richardson is one of just 2 rebuilding this house.
It's frustrating. The first house that we started, they want to move in by Christmas. We're 2 guys, but we're going to try our hardest to make it happen.
The house Richardson is working on today is not going to be done until the spring. The owner is Bill Sherritt. He's anxious about the construction setbacks and the possibility that the project could be delayed even more if it's not watertight by the winter.
That's very frustrating. We currently live in Oroville. We have our mother and father-in-law that live with us. They have a bed in the living room. So it's a tough condition to be in. And the sooner we get up here, the better.
Sherritt, who's lived here since the 1970s, says it's hard to see Paradise rebuilding slower than he expected. He doesn't know how long it'll take for his town to come back, but he wants to be a part of it. For NPR News, I'm Sonia Hudson in Paradise, California.
Waiting for a text message from a lost love? Or word you've been nominated for an Oscar? Well, maybe it's not too late. Almost 170,000 text messages from last Valentine's Day, February 14, just finally arrived this past Thursday night because of a server issue. They call it an internal maintenance cycle at Cineverse, a company that helps deliver texts for major U.S. carriers. Marissa Figueroa of Turlock, California, got a text from an ex. She doesn't talk to anymore. It just was not good for me and my mental health, she said. I like to think the text message sent to me I never saw was from the people who give MacArthur Genius Grants. Let me check now.